Hello?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Happy New Year, right? We haven't spoke since last year.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Thank you. So, yeah, I got your email today, and I just wanted to know if you were thinking of maybe starting up the account, or were you just asking for, like, a future time, or...
Yeah, so here's where I'm at. So I'm already, I have work from March till November already booked up.
Wow.
But I'm struggling, yeah, which is great, which is a great problem to have. But I'm struggling with the rest of this January and February. And I'm willing to spend some marketing dollars to try to figure that out, but I know the SEO is kind of like, it's not going to work out that fast, you know? So I'm kind of like weighing my options a little bit.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So one thing that might elevate your comfort level and kind of help you in at least trying this program is that you're right. It's not going to happen overnight. We quote 30 to 45 days to get a business on the first page. However, you already have a verified Google listing. So all you have to do is go in and add us as a manager, and we start optimizing it right away. So that will jumpstart your profile a little bit. Secondly, that platinum package includes a fresh batch of Facebook ads. Now, those Facebook ads launch in as little as 2 weeks, but I've had them up and running before on a special request in like 3 or 4 days. So if you're thinking, hey, I just want something to boost this for January and February, what you could do is get the ball rolling now, capitalize on a book of business that's in your backyard for this month and then next month, and then come March, we offer something that's called a seasonal hold. So since you're booked out, would you say March through November?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could call in and tell us to put the account on pause. That way you're not paying for this during months that you're not using it. And then, you know, come November, you know, you might want to reinstate it again. And then that's when you go right back to the first page placement and you start, you know, being able to benefit from the business in your backyard again.
So I have a question. What about, we talked a little bit about like the Google service ads. Would that maybe be faster than organically trying to get my page to rank a little bit faster or higher, I mean?
Yes, absolutely. The Google, not service ads, you're thinking about the maybe Google guaranteed, but that's a longer process because you have to pass a background check. But with the Google paid ads, that is, again, something that we've had up and running before on a special request in like 3 or 4 days. The only thing that differs with the paid ads, and I don't know if you would like them, but they would be able to get up very quickly, is that you're paying per click. So let's say you gave me $300 just to run pay-per-click ads, and let's say the pay-per-click rate is $3 a click. You know, after 10 people click on you, you're rotating off and someone else rotating on. You know, that's how those ads work. So they're not very effective for a small to mid-sized business with a limited marketing budget. They're very, very effective for the big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on marketing monthly, you know, because those kicks, those clicks, I should say, sometimes get eaten up very quickly. But if you want to try it that way, we could enable that at least for, you know, February and January, and you could try it that way. And then, you know, if you, you know, based on how you do, you could always kind of reevaluate things in March.
Okay. Because I thought that
paid ads before.
No, and there's one person in my local area that has, you know, it says ad on the top when you search painters near me, and they only have one review. So, you know, maybe my Google, my business profile that has more than one review is up there next to that one, and that might be good for me.
Let me look real quick. So painters, that's for Secco. Did I say that right? Secco, Maine?
Yeah, well, I'm in Portland, so it's 04101. We do service Saco, but it's a little bit south.
Yeah, because I'm just referring to the old account that James had with us, but I know you guys split partnership. I put notes in here from last time. So are you talking about Premier Painting Services by chance?
I see that Graduate Painting and Premier Painting are Google guaranteed. I thought I saw one that said sponsored at the top.
So you know what's happened is that one that was sponsored at the top, they've already exceeded their budget for the day, so they came off. So that's how those paid ads work. And you might have even driven their bill up. If you clicked on it to see, oh, what's going on with this guy, then he got charged for that. That's what people don't like about the paid ads is you have to pay for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or if it's a competitor trying to drive your bill up. Either way, you're going to get charged for it. So that's sometimes what people don't like about those paid ads, you know?
I see, yeah.
Google will prevent you from malicious activity. So let's say that you say, you know, after we get off the phone, oh, I hate that that guy's up there with the one star and I have a better rating, and then next tomorrow you see him go up and you go and click on it 50 times. Google will recognize that that's from the same IP address, so he won't get charged for that because they'll see it's a malicious. But if it's just a one-off situation here and there, then there, you know, there's really no way to recognize that, and then, you know, you would get charged for it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I do see. It looks like a JG. So I just typed in interior painters near me, and I see that there is a jgpainting.biz.
Okay.
Those are under sponsored. Yeah, JG Painting.
The sponsored are usually just a tagline and a link to a site. There's not a lot of information. If the company is local or credible, what we specialize in is putting you on the maps in the highest revenue generating section. So let's say that you wanted to try that platinum package. When you're ranking in the maps, 87% of consumers will bypass the paid ads, the guaranteed ads, and the sponsored ads and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. So it's putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers will make their buying decisions where the high revenue is generated. And in that section, Mike, the more people that click on you, the more relevant you become and the better results you'll see. So you don't ever have to worry about paying per click. So you're up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So it's the best program for a small to mid-sized business where you would get the most bang for your buck. And if you're not so thrilled about running Facebook ads, what we could do is we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So what I would probably suggest is, you know, keep the Facebook ads on at least for the first month until you start ranking. And then when you're ranking on the first page in the maps, you probably don't even need the Facebook ads anymore because, you know, the main purpose is to jumpstart your results.
Okay. What would you need from me to start with that?
So we could set it up using a debit or a credit card, and then once we set it up, I would create an appointment for either later today or on Monday for my technician to call you and go over the client interview, and that's where they'll cover your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. And then that's about it. You get a login to the dashboard, so you'll be able to see all the progress that's going on. And most importantly, you'll be able to see the new clients that you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see what zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. Now, let's see here. EastCoastPaintersME.com, you still are promoting that site, right?
Yep.
Okay. The only thing I would recommend, if you have access to it, is maybe go in and put your phone number on it somewhere at the top, because I'm not seeing that, and sometimes, you know, that will affect conversion too. If someone clicks to a site and they can't find a phone number right away, then what they do is they click out of it and they go to the next guy, you know? So I think that, yeah, that would be a good move for you if you could go in and just add your phone number somewhere at the top, you know, that's readily available. Of course, we'll link the site to all the listings and then optimize the listing to show on the first page. So the site will absolutely get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients, but you will get better results if you put your...
Okay, yeah, I can probably contact the guy that did the website, because there's just, like, the get in touch thing.
Right. Yeah, there's right. Get in touch, and then when you click on it, it takes you straight to that lead form at the bottom. Well, some people may say, like, hey, I don't want this guy to, you know, gather information. Maybe I get on some kind of a mailing list or something. So some people
right.
will fill that out, you know. So I think
right.
that would be a good move for you.
Okay.
The number that you want to promote on Google, it's the same phone number, right? The 207-904-8282?
Nope. Yep.
Okay, good.
I get a ton of spam, too.
Do you have access to the Google page?
Yep.
Good. Okay. Because all we're going to do is have you go in and add Local Splash as a manager. That way, like I said before, we can start optimizing the listing right away. And then let me just – is it still – you said the business is no longer in Saco, so I better update the correct address. So let me just create a different – interface here so I can put in everything fresh so it doesn't that James had. Because his was under 207-214-0707, and I'm happy to see that you got all of that off the Google listing. You were kind of ahead of the curve there, right?
Yep.
That's really good. Good for you. Okay. Yeah, if he's not associated with the business.
Right. I think under Bing, it still has his number, though. I don't know if you guys can fix that.
Does it? Okay. I don't know either, but I can send a request over to them. If we have access to the Bing listing from when we worked with you before, then absolutely we can go in and change it. But it depends on if he had that Bing listing prior to working with us or if it was
right.
you know, once he began working with us. But I'll definitely put the request in.
Thank you.
I'll see if they can contact Bing and see what they can do about maybe taking that down, and then we can just create a fresh one. You know what I mean?
That'd be great.
Okay. So now do you want me to send the confirmation to eastcoastpaintersme@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And then what is the new business address?
So it doesn't have a physical address.
All I want to do is put down the address that you use when you verified the Google business. It's not going to change anything because you have the address hidden on the Google business page. But I do
okay.
want to make sure that when we submit information to Google that there isn't any conflicting data. So do you remember which address you use?
I believe it is 24 Washington Ave, Portland, Maine.
Okay, so then it auto-filled 04101?
Yep.
Correct? Okay, good. And then let me put your website here, eastcoastpaintersme.com. If your web guy gives you any trouble as far as being able to put the phone number on there, which they shouldn't, it probably takes 2 seconds to go in there and add your phone number, right? But let's say you can't get a hold of them and there's any, you know, problem, you could always let me know and we can build a new site for you. It wouldn't cost you extra. I don't really want to go there now because your site looks, you know, great. It's just that it needs the phone number, right? But just let us know if you want us to do a site for you and we'll include it, okay?
Okay.
And then are you thinking you want to try it with the $2.99 with the Facebook ads, or do you want to do the $1.99 without the Facebook ads? I can explain to you the difference if you want.
Yeah, will you talk to me a little bit about it?
Of course. So with both packages, you're going to get your first page placement on Google. You're going to get submitted to some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, and that will make sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people don't realize that that's a different search result altogether, and we're going to streamline that for you, okay? Now, with the $2.99 package, on top of all of that, you'll get an extra batch of Facebook ads. And how those work is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engine's tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. So if you choose to go with that option, you'll either way, you're going to get a detailed tracking system, but on the tracking system, you'll be able to see which clients came from Google, which clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip came from. So like I said, if you're looking for results for January and February, I think it would be a good idea to put them in at least initially. But it's an option. You can also start it without if you like.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, I think so too. I think that's going to get you results quicker. Now, you have a business Facebook page yet or no?
I do, but I haven't done anything with it for a long time.
Okay, so they'll send you just a little email to add us to the Facebook page. That way we can start running the ads on it right away. And then I can actually set this up for you, like I said, using a debit or a credit card. So what works best?
Yep, I have a debit card.
Okay, and it's your name on the card, Michael, or the company name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then any middle name or initial for you, or just Michael Krebs?
Just Michael Krebs.
Okay. And is it the same billing address on Washington, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Washington.
Perfect. Okay. And then the card number when you're ready.
5289-7700-0365-5692.
Okay, expiration?
0126.
And the code?
4255.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over that client interview. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Michael. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
East Coast Painters.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Michael Krug, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 19th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I see that we're actually triply booked for the rest of the day. So for Monday, when they call you to do the client interview, that's going to take about 15, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes maybe max. But what would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what we have available.
On Monday?
On Monday.
Afternoon, please.
Afternoon, okay. We can do 1 o'clock, 4, 5, or 6.
I will take 1, please.
1, okay. Fine, okay. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic.
Yep.
They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then since I gave you that special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get an email from me right now that says thank you for choosing? I mean, well, you'll get an email that says your invoice, but the one on the text, I think, will say thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, I got that.
Okay, so if you open the link in that text, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to say that you're authorized on the account, one to say that you receive text messages. And then after that, you just plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Now, once it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you on Monday at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, so hit Confirm Signature.
Yes, please.
Yep.
And then lastly, you have my direct line. It's on the bottom of the email I sent you earlier. It's the same number you were just texted, except my extension is 777. Okay, so let's say in the future you want to call in and you want to make an update, or you have a billing question, or you have some more content to send in, you would just hit that, call that number and hit option 1. Anybody that answers the phone can help you. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay? If you want to talk to me directly, just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, that's in which email?
The one I sent you earlier just saying, yes, the platinum package would be $299.
Okay.
Remember? Yeah, so the my direct line is at the bottom of that. But it's the same number that you just got on your text. It's just that, you know, you would hit my 777 extension, and that would ring directly to me.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, you're all good to go, so welcome aboard. And if you get an email that says, let's see here. Oh, good. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I don't think you're going to need to do that step because you already have a verified Google listing. So hold off on that one for now and just refer to the next email that says, please add us to your Google business profile, because that's the one that once you add us, we can start on Monday to go in and start optimizing everything right away. Okay.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. I'm so glad that it worked out. So have a very profitable year too. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for offering me that special, and thanks for calling me, because I probably would have just beat around the bush, and that prevented that.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm a terrible procrastinator. I always put things on the back burner, and then all of a sudden you forget about them, and they don't really happen, you know? So I
exactly.
I relate. So, well, yeah, thanks for reaching out to me via email, too, and have a very lovely weekend coming up as well, okay?
Yeah, you too, Tina. So I just got the pictures needed for Google. That's the one I just ignore, right?
I would just ignore it. Yeah, because that's for somebody that doesn't have a Google listing already. We have to start with square one, but you already have it. So I'll send you the one that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile. That way, when they call you on Monday, we'll be kind of jump-started on that a little bit, okay?
Excellent.
Okay, so I think you're all good to go. I got a confirmation that that email went out, so if it's not in your inbox now, it'll pop up in the next couple minutes, okay?
All righty.
All right, and have a great evening, too.
You too, Tina.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.